My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Excited to be joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Ian O'Connor. He's written four bestsellers, or New York Times bestsellers, and his latest book comes out tomorrow, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for joining us again. I remember when you joined us the last time, I think, was for your Coach K book.
Yeah.
And I remember what jumped out at me is that you said you had interviewed like over 500 people. I might be wrong on the number now. It's been been a little while. But tell us about the research you did for this one.
Well, Aaron Rodgers said on the Boomer and Geo show here in New York that I reached out to 500 people and 250 called me back. Mm-hmm. So that's about right. That's in the ballpark for this one. And I wanted to make sure this book got out while he was still playing and active. And so this is a huge season, obviously, for the New York Jets to finally get back to the playoffs for the first time since 2010. And they haven't been to a Super Bowl since Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon. So it would be nice for this to actually work out for once for that fatalistic fan base. But yeah, so it was I actually handed in the manuscript in January, and Aaron had not talked to me. I had reached out through the Jets, through his agent, directly to him. I sent him some of my old books, Coach K, Belichick, and nothing. I got no response. Hmm. And then one day in February, I got a message from the Jets that said, Aaron is willing to see you.
Wow.
Now. So I flew out to Malibu and sat in his backyard on the Pacific Ocean, and we had a nice two-hour chat.
Wow.
How nice is the house?
That must have been,
seen it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's...
Yeah, that's. I was standing there thinking, wow, this is how they live, right? People like this. And really, his backyard is the Pacific Ocean. He's on a bluff right above the ocean.
Right.
And so it was the nicest setting I've ever had for an interview, that's for sure. And he also told me, because reports were, I don't know if you remember, but back in 2019, that he bought the house with Danica Patrick for $28 million. And without mentioning her name, he said to me, I didn't buy this house with anybody.
Oh.
So he made it clear he spent the $28 million and it wasn't split. He was very candid and thoughtful. I've always thought from a distance that he was maybe the best interview in the NFL, even if you didn't agree with a lot of what he was saying. And I was surprised that he was willing to engage on sensitive subjects like his family estrangement, the mistake he made with COVID, and he definitely made it a better book.
So let's start with the family estrangement, because we've always, for lack of a better word, found it kind of weird that the guy didn't talk to his parents. I know you apparently brought the parents to his first game with the Jets. Tell us how that all came about.
Sure. And he doesn't talk to his brothers either. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't talk to a couple of aunts. He doesn't talk to his grandmother. I mean, so it's a wide circle of estranged people that used to be in his life, family members. And so the parents, I took them to the 9/11 game. Obviously, he got hurt, 4 snaps in. And he knew they were going to be there because they contacted the Jets asking for tickets. The Jets talked to Aaron. He was fine with it. So they purchased their tickets through the team, and they needed a ride to the game. So I offered. So I thought it made for an interesting scene in the book to bring them there. They were wearing Jets gear, and they sat in the crowd among Jets fans who had absolutely no idea who they were. And so the injury happens right in front of them, of course. They're heartbroken. It's their flesh and blood, even if they haven't talked to him at that point in 9 years. But the Jets won that game in dramatic fashion. And they said late in the game, they became Jets fans. They put the injury aside for a moment and got caught up. And to me, I've been covering sports in New York for 37 years, and that is the most energized and electric regular season crowd I've ever experienced. And it was just such a heartbreaking thing to have that ripped away 4 snaps in. But this is a mulligan this year. And I'll tell you that the ride home that night I wanted to mention was I gave them the keys to my car, and I said, I'm going to go to Aaron's press conference and Robert Saleh's press conference, and then I'll meet you back at the car. I put the radio station, ESPN in New York, on so they can hear the press conferences in my car while waiting for me. As it turned out, Aaron didn't have a press conference. We didn't know that would obviously play out the way it did. He was driven home during the game by a friend. And his season was over, and it was very somber. I drove them back to Montclair, New Jersey, where they were staying, and I didn't talk. I became like an Uber driver because they were sitting in their silence. And then we talked a little bit, but that was a very tough night.
What's the major reason that he doesn't talk to his parents?
Or brothers.
Yeah, or the brother, or Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are like 15 reasons. When I started the project, I thought I would find that one. There isn't one development or issue. It's a whole bunch of things. Religion was a part of it early on because his mother is devoutly religious and Aaron is not. Mm-hmm. And he really rebelled against that religious upbringing. And that planted the seed for other rebellions. And he really thought the parents blame Olivia Munn, which is just too, it's missing the larger point. Aaron hasn't dated Olivia in 7 years and the estrangement continues. So she can't be solely to blame, but she did agree and confirm his thoughts that his family was living too much off of his fame and success and not appreciating also his generosity. He was very generous with his family members. And they don't see it that way. Ed and Darla, very nice people I got a chance to get to know. But Aaron sees it that way, and that really is what's most important here. Beyond that, he had issues with his brothers doing things. They had issues with him, missing family events. And it really, from the outside looking in, a lot of that seems petty and fairly minor and doesn't add up to a 10-year estrangement. But I think Aaron does I've said this before, it's like a living organism now, and he doesn't know how to kill it. He doesn't know how to confront it. And so it's easier to just let it linger and fester, and that's what's happened.
Talking to Ian O'Connor's got a book comes out tomorrow where all books are sold, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. So something else that's somewhat mysterious to me is how he spends his off seasons, right? And you heard about the ayahuasca. We hear about Egypt. But like this year, it wasn't coach approved. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, ayahuasca, he thinks, has improved his life, and I've never tried it. His good friend Jordan Russell in 2019 went to Peru and sat for some ceremonies, came back and said to Aaron, hey, you got to do this. So he takes Danica Patrick with him to Peru, and he just says, it's like when you drink this psychedelic, this plant-based psychedelic, and he hates when people call it a drug. He said it's a spiritual cleansing. He felt just better as a man, as a person, as a football player. It's like a lucid dream with embedded messages about yourself and your loved ones. What I don't understand is why the ayahuasca didn't help him improve his relationship with his family. But as far as Egypt is concerned, he did have that planned. It was something he always wanted to do. But he deserves to take a hit on that, because even though he had gone to all the voluntary workouts for two straight summers with the Jets, he had been really perfect as a franchise player and setting an example for his teammates. All he had to do is change that by 2 or 3 days. I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers could afford the change fee on that. And he decided not to do it. So when you do that, I actually think he is a good leader, maybe a very good leader, but he's an imperfect leader, and he proved it there, because that put Robert Saleh in a very difficult position to try to explain it, and he failed when he tried to explain it.
Do you think that based on talking to him and I guess some of the other family members, do you think that eventually he's going to come around and improve those relationships that he's got with his family, or is this the way it's going to be the rest of his life?
I do, because I had a scene in the book where last summer at Lake Tahoe, the celebrity golf tournament Aaron plays in every year, he saw his father in the crowd. Ed Rodgers put himself there for a reason. He wanted to be seen by his son and hope for an encounter. And Aaron's walking down the ninth hole on Saturday thinking to himself, should I go over there? Should I act like I didn't see him? Is this the day where I finally say hello to my dad for the first time in 9 years? And he did. Something inside compelled him to do that. Ed had lost sight of him for a second, and he turns around, and there's Aaron standing 15 feet away looking at him. And Ed told me he kind of froze because he had just forgot what that felt like to be in his son's presence and have him looking right at him. It froze him. So Aaron walks over, gives him a hug. They each said, I love you. It was emotional. Ed was crying. Aaron went back to playing his golf round, and there was no real follow-up. But that moment, they both told me on the record for the book, meant a lot to both of them. And Aaron said for the first time he wants to have a relationship with one of his family members, his father, who he has described in the past as his hero, his idol, the man that he wanted to be. So I think that will happen in the coming months. That's my hope and my belief. And then after that, I think the rest of the family might fall into place.
Talking to Ian O'Connor's new book's Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, comes out tomorrow where books are sold. So a lot of the book tackles his personality. How much of this dates back to, you know, coming out of high school, not getting any D1 offers, always kind of having a chip?
Oh, 100%. That's everything. I mean, they were trying to get college recruiters at Division I schools, that they just don't go north of Sacramento. And he lives north of Sacramento. And so he was a great player in high school. He went to the University of Illinois summer camp, and they had a lot of Division I prospects there and kids who got full scholarships. And Aaron was clearly the best quarterback there, and still nobody recruited him. So he had that as a chip on his shoulder. His entire recruiting experience was the local community college coach who lived about five houses away, walking to his house, knocking on the door, and convincing his mother that a kid who got 1310 on his SAT should go to community college. And that it worked out. He gave him a platform, Craig Rigsby did, for Division I schools. And to see him, Cal saw him, signed him, and the rest is history. But, of course, as you know, Aaron thought he was going to be the first pick in the draft and play for his hometown team. He grew up wanting to be Joe Montana and Steve Young, and that was denied, too. He plunges to 24. That was really that was in 2005. That was the first NFL draft reality show, the humiliation of Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And he still carries that with him. He's 40 years old, and he'll never forget what he felt that day and what he felt coming out of high school. And that's really why the way he is.
Do you get a sense that he could play beyond this year with the Jets?
Yeah, I think his plan is to give the Jets at least two good years. So last year didn't count. Mm-hmm. This year is a do-over on last year. He wants to play two good years for the Jets, try to win a championship. And they have a good roster. If they stay healthy, they should be a playoff team, an 11-6 type of team. But, of course, Aaron got hurt four snaps in, and the Jets fans I know are very cautious about buying in again. They just they got so burned last year because they were all in. And it's just the Jets being the Jets, and a lot of that stuff was being said. And So they look like a playoff team that maybe should win the AFC East, but we'll see how it plays out.
One of the things that we thought was kind of funny, and it's kind of apropos to the name of your book, but when he did the darkness retreat in Oregon, and just kind of reading up on it, was kind of strange that, you know, someone's just going to go into a cave for a few days, and we had no idea what that entailed. But did he do that? Did he actually go into a cave and never come out for a weekend or a long weekend? Or how did that work? Did he talk about it?
Yeah, he did. And he was there in Oregon in the wilderness for 4 days.
Just by himself?
Yeah, in complete darkness. Now, you could walk outside, you could light a candle. If you got a little lonely, too lonely, whatever, you could flip a light on. But the idea was not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat in darkness, really, for 4 days. And he did say after 2 days, he was like, okay, when's this going to end? I think he had enough after a couple of days. He fought through it. And no, he said that when he came out, he had a peace of mind about his decision to keep playing and not to play anymore for the Green Bay Packers. And I think it was the right call. He needed to change the dynamic of his football career. It was one bitter postseason failure after another, and something had to give. They were ready to move on to Jordan Love, and he saw a wonderful opportunity with the Jets because Tom Brady's got 7 rings. I've got one. I'm never going to tie. I'm never going to close the gap. But one way of sort of closing that gap is to win a championship in the Big Apple for a franchise that has a biblical drought. And if I do that, it'll feel like 3 or 4 rings, and it really will. If he wins a championship for the Jets, I think that'll be the biggest New York sports story of my lifetime anyway. I don't know how others would feel about that, but that would be such a huge story, and I'd like to see it happen.
Did you talk to Davante Adams? Did you interview him before the book?
No, I didn't get a chance to. And I know he has a tremendous amount of respect for Adams, and there's still a lot of belief that Adams will get traded to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they – listen, everybody could use Davante Adams, but the Jets have Mike Williams in place coming off the ACL. If he's healthy, which he's supposed to be for the opener, with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall as a running back, they have enough weapons. And it's just the offensive line, which is much improved. If the offensive line stays healthy and Aaron stays healthy, this is definitely a playoff team and a team that has a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But, you know, the Jets are the Jets, and it's just really hard to buy in, particularly after last year. I was 4 years old when the Jets won the Super Bowl. I barely remember it. I'm going to turn 60 in 10 days. I would like to see it before I die. And I think a lot of Jets fans feel the same way.
Overall, it seems like for a guy that really gets bashed these days, you seem to have a fairly favorable opinion of him, even though you may not agree with some of his beliefs. I mean, we're not supposed to agree with everything. I think that's interesting.
He seems like a good guy.
You seem like you like him.
I'd say I like him more after the project. And I think, listen, early on, it was tough getting some of his friends and close associates to call me back. I think they assumed I had an agenda. They a media guy from New York, he's probably liberal. He's probably looking to destroy Aaron in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And that I had absolutely no agenda. That couldn't have been further from the truth. I just wanted to, like with my previous biographies, just tell an honest and fair account of a significant sporting life. And I hope I did that. And, yeah, I mean, people forget he was one of the good guys in the NFL up until COVID. He supported Kaepernick and the athletes' right to protest during the anthem. He was involved in a charitable cause for victims of war in the Congo. How many athletes ever care about that? He rebuked Drew Brees and his anthem stance and did other things. He was a very socially aware guy and was being praised by the same media members who now kill him. So I don't think he's one of the bad guys. I think he's made some really bad decisions and has been reckless with his words in public at times. And those self-inflicted wounds, he has to live with, particularly the COVID wound. Yeah, I've been immunized. Those 4 words, that was a big mistake. And at the very least, he admitted to me that that was a mistake, which is not something Aaron Rodgers has really ever said about anything else in his life.
Right.
So I did appreciate that.
He should have just said, listen, I don't want to take that thing for my own reasons and then dealt with the consequences. That's what he should have done. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had reasons. He said, I was concerned about my health and I was allergic to an ingredient. And I just said, why didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
Because I was vaxxed, but I would have thought that was a fairly reasonable position.
Well, because people were villainized for not taking it. Fact of the matter.
Correct.
They were.
But wouldn't you agree that he would have gotten half the criticism he ended up getting in November of that year?
I think so. I think so. I think he did handle it wrong, but he tried to be kind of sneaky with it because he probably didn't want to deal with it. To be honest with you.
He didn't want to deal with it. Right. That's true.
Hey, getting back to when you went to his house, that just fascinates me. Was he there by himself? Did he answer the door? Did he have food for you? Did you have drinks on the patio? What was it like?
No, it was none of that. There was nothing.
Nothing.
I wasn't offered water or a trip to the bathroom, nothing. And that's it. Listen, the guy didn't owe me a damn thing. It was
right.
An unauthorized biography. And so he had his assistant there, Ryan West. His chef was there, Jason Paps. He was there too. And we walked out. We just walked out in the backyard. And I mean, I just turned around. This is the nicest backyard I've ever seen. It's like ocean.
Yeah.
And we sat there and listen, the guy, he is very thoughtful and he engaged and he's intellectually curious. I think he really appreciated I was opening the book, Chapter One, with his grandfather.
Right.
His grandfather was an amazing combat pilot in World War II. And I did a lot of research and documents that I found and detailed all the 44 missions that he flew in his B-24 against the Hitler war machine. And I think he really appreciated that. So that probably helped me get that meeting. Mm. But no, he was very cordial, but I was not offered lunch.
Kind of a bummer.
We appreciate the time you've given us. Best of luck with the book.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Out tomorrow. Exciting.
Well, it's actually on Amazon right now.
Uh-huh.
But you guys have had tremendous success with your show, so it was an honor to be on.
Oh, thank you,
Aaron.
Very nice of you. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it.
The book's called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, Ian.
We've got tickets to Jason Aldean, which we'll give away coming up at 9:45. But next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.